let's get back to our holiday twinkling lights that are Gatos and Chad.
Oh, isn't that show on tonight? Isn't that the battle show of the families?
I just watched.
Oh, is that tonight? I think it is.
Yeah, I watched one from last week on DVR. It's awesome. All these lights, they're lit up with all the Christmas stuff. Fantastic.
Can't wait to see the Phoenix version of it tonight on
ABC. Today, we got the sentencing of the Hacienda rapist. This guy got 10 years. That's it? So let me get this straight. Hacienda Healthcare. There's an incapacitated woman. They go to change her garments in December of 2018. And they notice she's in the process of having a child.
Mm-hmm.
Because why? Her nurse, Nathan Sutherland, went in there and raped her.
Yep.
And the guy got 10 years for that?
Well, of course. That's what you would get, right? Because that's what any normal person would get. No, wait, you pig. Can we say that? We just did. Who cares? What are you going to do?
Well, there was a plea deal.
Let's understandable find out that maybe the family didn't want this, but still.
Monica Lindstrom is joining us on KTAR. She's KTAR legal analyst. All right, Monica, we look at this case. I mean, you know, you give us the legal aspect because, you know, the punishment doesn't fit the crime. 10 years, this is it. He's already spent 3 years.
Could be out in 5 and a quarter.
Yeah.
All right. So the reason why he only got 10 was because the plea agreement, which is a contract between the prosecutor and the defendant, said that the judge could not go beyond 10 years. And the judge gave him the 10 years plus a lifetime probation tail, which means he will always be on probation. And I know that 10 years does not seem like it fits the crime. But remember, the prosecutor has to look at all kinds of things to take into consideration. They have to think about who's going to testify. Do they have good enough evidence? I mean, we all know that this was disgusting and horrible, right? But the prosecution has to prove it, hook, line, and sinker. And there may have been some issues there. And so they believed that this was the best offer short of going to trial, and the defendant believed, hey, you know what, I might as well take it, because if I go to trial and I'm found guilty, it's going to be a heck of a lot worse.
Well, that's
so those are the things that they think about.
That was my question. If they went to trial, how many years would he have gotten if he was guilty?
It would have been more than 10, but he still would have received the lifetime probation. But again, you have to think about those other factors. Now, another thing to remember is he's been in custody for almost 3 years. And so he's looking at another 7 years. He's not getting 10 years right now. He's getting credit for time served.
Right.
So he's looking at roughly 7 years. This was, I believe this was considered a dangerous offense, which means he doesn't get half credit. He has to serve the time. So you won't be seeing him get out early. What I found really interesting was his statement stating that he was sorry. And I don't know how far that really went with the judge. I don't think it made much of a difference because the judge gave him the max that he possibly could. But to just be Monica here for a minute and not the attorney, gross. I mean, you're sorry. You're probably sorry you got caught, but right. I digress.
Talking to Monica Lindstrom, feels like I've talked to her already once today. Monica, how much could family members also play into something like this, where maybe they didn't want to move forward as part of the plea deal, and spoke to the prosecutor and said, "Look, we just want this to go away as fast as possible."
Yeah, the prosecutor does not have to take what the victims say into consideration, but they're supposed to. Ultimately, it's the prosecutor's decision. But if this family said, "You know what? This is enough. We don't want this dragged out in trial where there's testimony, everything's on the internet, there's more details," because this almost three-year-old baby right now is going to grow up and they're going to learn about this and hear about this. So maybe they didn't want it out there, and maybe they felt that this would be a good solution for their family as well.
Nathan Sutherland, the rapist at Hacienda Healthcare, gets 10 years in jail. He's already served three.
No, that's it.
Hey, Monica, in the eyes of the law, he's not a rapist, is he?
Well, yeah, I think you could say he's a rapist.
He's a rapist, but in the eyes of the law, he only pled guilty to sexual assault and
well, that's
vulnerable.
That's rape.
I mean,
vulnerable adult abuse. That's rape. Yeah. I mean, you can say that he's a rapist.
Well, I am.
Well, we have. We've said a lot worse, so we're good with that. I'm not really worried about.
So
that's just, you know, the legal term versus the you know, general term that we use. But, yeah, you absolutely can call him that.
Okay, good. Because, like, when you look at what he pled guilty to, it says sexual assault.
It feels like it's a little bit less than that word rape. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I do see what you're saying, but that you have to remember that not only did he plead that, but everybody knows what the facts were involved here, right? And he's a sexual predator. He's going to be on lifetime probation. He will always be tagged as a sexual predator. He's not going to get off the probation. You know, this was such a disgusting case and awful, and I was trying to see, is there anything good that came out of this other than obviously having a beautiful little baby that came into the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
A complete overhaul of the system, I think, was something that I found at least positive about this horrible thing, is Hacienda was dismantled in a lot of ways, and hopefully, you know, the government and other people will realize that this stuff happens everywhere and it needs to stop.
Hey, Monica, when you talk about lifetime probation, because you have probation, it's like sometimes it's informal. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's, you know, man, they're calling you, stopping by. They want to know where you are 24/7. What kind of probation is he looking like? What's this going to be like?
It's going to be your standard terms of lifetime probation, which means he can't go out of state unless he gets permission. He can't go out of country unless he gets permission beforehand. He can't change his address or his phone number unless he can, but he has to update the court. He'll have to go through counseling requirements. There could be something even more. He might have to wear a bracelet. I don't think so, but they could always put that in there. He won't be able to live in certain areas. He won't be able to be around schools, right, because he's considered a sexual predator. And we'll see what other terms are put on once he gets out of jail and he's put on probation. So he'll never, ever be really done with this.
All right, Monica Lindstrom, thank you for joining us. Appreciate it.
All right, bye, guys.
I mean, she makes a lot of good points. I think, you know, we'd all like to, does the punishment fit the crime? It doesn't feel like it. He's got 7 more years in jail. But, you know, Monica does make a good point. He's on probation. He can't do this. He can't do that. He can't do this. He can't do that. I don't know if I've, I look at this guy, you know, I'm seeing his picture at KTAR.com. It's the most vile piece of crap I've ever seen in my life.
It is.
It's about the worst thing that you can do is rape a woman who can't talk, can't move, has a feeding tube. I mean, I'm boiling with anger over this.
The frustration I think a lot of people feel out there, and I think sometimes this is when people normally go after, like, the prosecutor, the DA. Why didn't you guys? At some point, too, you have to realize, what did the family want?
Right.
There's probably a lot more that went into this, and, you know, I don't think there's much more than that, and I have a feeling the family probably did, because there's a stigma. Don't want it, because could there be publicity? Eventually, stuff's going to get out, because human beings can't keep their mouth shut. I think this is probably the best thing. I just think that we are looking for, why wasn't it 20 years?
Right.
Why wasn't it rape? Kind of like that.
Yeah. Why are they calling it sexual abuse or sexual? No.
Where he feels like there's a light at the end of the tunnel of getting out. I think that's a lot of what it is.
All right. Coming up next.
Coming up.
She was spun around over and over and over and over again. Was it worth it for half a mil? Next.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
Well, you blew it, Becky Lynn.
How did I blow it?
We have pop quiz.
No. She said that the Suns were the best team in basketball?
Well, no. I said that they are going for their 18th win in a row.
Right.
And they're playing the worst team in the NBA.
Oh, I thought you said the Suns were the best team in the NBA.
Well, of course they're the best team in the NBA.
But I thought you said that.
No,
when you say it out loud,
that's what they
jinx
said.
It.
Wait,
no,
you said that. I didn't say that you said it.
When
you
did I say
it? You blew
it,
Gatos, just when you were telling me that I said it. But I didn't say it. You said it.
Oh.
So you blew it, Gatos.
They're going to lose tonight.
Oh, don't say that.
They're going to lose to the worst team in the NBA.
Because tomorrow night, they're playing the Warriors, right? The ESPN switched the game to make it the national
game.
They
took the Lakers game off.
They took the Lakers game off.
Which made me so happy.
Ooh.
So tomorrow night, you know how you do, right? You start looking. you're looking over this. Detroit move. I got to see who we're playing. And Detroit's like, hey, we still get paid to play.
We're not very good.
We're awful.
Yeah.
And we're in Detroit.
Oh.
Still not Detroit. By the way, if you people ever want to see the funniest thing ever, go look up Cleveland tourist video. You will laugh so hard. This comedian did this, and they make fun of Detroit on top of Cleveland. It's great.
Yeah. I think Becky Lynn jinxed the Suns. So we'll see. We'll see.
Blame it on me.
Like when they tell, this kicker hasn't missed in 12 years.
Yeah, exactly.
His leg fell off.
Remember the story of a woman being rescued off of a mountain?
Yeah.
It was in 2019, and she was put in that basket, the helicopter, you know?
Yeah.
And she got spun around like a top. I mean, it was brutal. Right.
Yeah.
And you know, the television cameras were there. Everybody saw it. You had to watch it when because you're like, I can't believe that basket has a woman in it and it's spinning out of control. So she just got paid $500,000.
My goodness me.
So the Phoenix City Council.
Do you think that maybe she was? I don't know.
You're awful. The poor woman got spun around, and you're making fun of her.
I got news for you. How many of you out there, for $500,000, would be spun around 200 times? Raise your hand.
Was it 200 times?
That's what they said.
Well, all right.
Jimmy, what's your record? 180. I'm going
to
beat it.
Well, let me throw this out. She had to go to the hospital. She, of course.
She was hiking.
Yes. She got injured, but she went to the hospital because of the accident, but also she got vertigo. She got extremely ill. She was dizzy for weeks. I've had vertigo before. It's miserable. But you can pay me $500,000.
There
to
you
have
go.
It again.
At the end of the day, you're like, oh, what about this, this, this? And at the end of the day, you're like, yeah, I'll do it.
Now, they tried to get $2 million. Yeah. Here's the problem, though. The Phoenix Fire Department didn't do anything wrong.
They didn't do anything wrong.
In a small percentage of cases where they have that long rope and then the bin at the bottom, for one reason or another, and sometimes it's nature, sometimes it's just the way that the helicopter turns, that's happened before. There's a small chance that could happen. But when you watched it, it was just horrific. And you're thinking, oh, my gosh.
By the way, I just went on. It's almost 1.5 million views of it.
Oh, there's no doubt. You have to watch it.
Yeah. If you've never seen it.
Oh.
But, again, they didn't do anything wrong.
No. But.
She was injured on a trail.
Right.
They came. It's not like they were cruising by and said, can we give you a lift?
They didn't do it on purpose.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Right. But doesn't somebody always have to pay?
That's it.
You know?
You know who gets money? The lawyers. Lawyers always win.
The notice of claim says she suffered physical, emotional, and psychological injuries. Yeah. I bet.
She's 74.
Yeah.
Probably did her, you know, in. But she was injured. This was the way to get her out of there.
Right.
You know, we're fresh out of, like, you know, dune buggies and anything else. Mm. And the police, again, said at the time, both the police and fire department, such spinning is rare, but not unprecedented.
Yeah, and I mean, and to capture it on camera and to watch it, like, the week that it happened, I kept seeing, like, if you were ever to come to our station, our newsroom, we've got televisions everywhere.
Yeah.
They're all over the place, right? So the week that happened, it was on national TV, it was on the local channels, and we would walk by it.
Every late night show had it.
We'd walk by it. You had to stop and watch it because you're like, that can't be happening right now.
No. No.
That woman is spinning out of control. Do you think she's happy with $450,000?
Yeah, because she got $450,000 for being in a position where she went hiking, got injured, they called for help, they didn't do anything wrong.
It was just an accident.
It was an accident.
Right, right.
And by the way, it wasn't an accident. It was something that happened based in one in several times, maybe one in 50 times.
Right.
These things happen, nature, whatever it was. So, yeah, you got $450 essentially for nothing.
$450,000.
$450,000 for nothing.
They gave her a $500 bill.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers, remember that? Hey, you got a $500,000 ball. Would you like a $1,000 gift card?
That guy got ruined. He got screwed.
Rude, although he did get two.
Oh, please.
He got two of those Bitcoins.
All right. Pablo.
Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny?
Like, I'm ready to
hold
open
on a second. Hold on a second.
Pablo opened the phones and you interrupt me.
If I told you today you're going to go to the game this weekend, right?
Or two weeks
for now, Monday night game.
Yeah. Cardinals-Rams in a couple weeks.
You're going to get $300,000 worth of stuff at the game. You'd be stoked.
Right.
But
right.
If you found out that you're going to get it because you're going to have to give back a ball worth $500,000, you're going to be like, oh, I feel like I got robbed.
Right?
Right?
Yeah. All right, tell them to open the phones.
Pop quiz! Open them phones,
Pablo,
kids.
Open the phones. Here we go. Pop quiz.
Speaking of football.
602-277-5827. Pop quiz. True, false questions about the day's news. We're going to quiz you. If you win, well, you got to get five in a row. If you win, you get Chad's prize.
American underdog, Kurt Warner story.
Good, good. Pop quiz is next at 277-5827.
The Gatos and Chad Show.
Quiz, hot shot.
All right, true, false questions about the day's news. If you get five in a row, you win Chad's prize.
Tonight, you have a chance to win. American Underdogs, Kurt Warner story.
It's so awesome.
Chance to go see it before it's out in the theaters.
If you do not get five in a row, you will feel my wrath.
Ooh.
Oh, stop laughing over there. I'd like that. I think that's funny.
Yeah, because right, no? If you guys know Gatos, trust me.
All right. All right, who's first?
All right, Diana, get ready to feel the wrath.
All right, Diana, you ready to play pop quiz?
Ready.
Arizona
Dina,
tied
my
a...
My bad, Dina.
Oh, Dina. Arizona,
Dina, yes.
Arizona tied a heat record today, true or false?
False.
You're dead to me.
Ah, did you feel the wrath?
Feel that wrath,
yeah,
Dina.
Yeah, screwed up your name
again,
and he said
again.
You're dead. What?
Again. Again. I said I felt it again.
Oh, yeah.
See you later. 277-KTAR.
All right. Ben in Phoenix got that one right.
Oh, Ben. Arizona tied a heat record today. True or false?
True.
Of course it's true. I just said that, right? We hit 84 degrees today. True or false?
That's true.
It is true. The record was first set in 2017. True or false?
That was true.
He's got three in a row, Chad.
Trace in a row.
The Dow was up 616 points. True or false?
False.
Yeah, it was 617. Well played.
Well played.
For the win. The Suns.
Let's do it.
The Suns will play the Celtics tonight and go for their 18th straight win. True or false?
That's true.
It's false. They're playing the Pistons.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
You're dead to me.
You're dead. Oh, my. I was so excited to be a winner.
He felt my wrath. He did.
Settle down there.
Okay.
Mike in Peoria, you ready to feel the wrath? It's like releasing the Kraken, except it's with handbags.
I'm ready.
Germany has banned unvaccinated people from going anywhere but the grocery store. True or false?
False.
It is false. The grocery store and pharmacies.
That's right.
Very well played.
Very well played.
Let's see. Australia. If you get COVID, they put you in a quarantine camp. True or false?
False.
No, you're dead to me. It's true.
Three
escaped from a quarantine. Who has quarantine camps?
The Aussies. Well, g'day there. Well, check us out. We're here. You guys want to get out of here? Not going to do it. Taylor in Santan Valley.
Taylor, are you ready to play pop quiz?
I'm ready.
Major League Baseball has locked out the players. True or false?
True.
It is true. The city of Phoenix paid almost $500,000 to someone after they were spun in circles in a helicopter rescue. True or false?
Yeah, this is also true.
It is true.
And hilarious.
The Arizona Coyotes are moving to Houston. True or false?
False.
It is false. The Coyotes deny that rumor. The Remain in Mexico policy reinstituted on Monday. True or false? Quickly.
True.
It is true. Last one for the win. Three Arizona families will compete on ABC's The Great Christmas Light Fight tonight. True or false?
True.
No, not three. It's four. You're dead to me.
Ah.
Gotta
You've
listen.
Been blown out, sir.
Feel my wrath.
No, go to see Zachary Levi and the great American underdog Kurt Warner story. I hope they got parts where he's at the Piggly Wiggly.
Did anyone win today?
No. You threw your wrath out there.
I did.
You did.
Oh, I did.
You threw it. You threw your,
Feel
your wrath.
My wrath. You're not dead to me, though.
You're not dead to me.